We'll finally talk about that hook we threw out at the beginning. A really neat product and tool that you guys have developed on your team to give retailers, you know, a way to benchmark themselves, right?
Data is data, right? And data doesn't tell a story. People tell a story and analyze. Yep. Like and pull out the insights from that data. Our goal is to take all of that detail and information and make it manageable and not have our members wading through a lot of dirty information.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. I don't want to say it's an emotional episode here, but a little bit sad because we're actually publishing our final episode from our March primetime show in Las Vegas. And we get to bring it home with none other than Derek Matala, our VP of Business Development here at Nationwide Marketing Group. And don't let him fool you. One of my favorite guys to sit down and just chat with, whether we have microphones in front of us or not, because always something going on in Derek's world and the world of new business development here at Nationwide Marketing Group. And just a guy, you know, I love, for as much as I love telling stories and writing words and things like that, I'm always, you know, at heart, I think a numbers junkie, and data really gets me excited. And no one better at Nationwide, I think, to sit down with and talk numbers than Derek. And his team has some really exciting stuff going on going into the show. You know, they were working on the first ever cost of doing business survey for Nationwide Marketing Group members. And that did launch at primetime and would have presented a great opportunity to be able to sit down with Derek and chat about it, you know, see what came out of this first ever report, a really unique and important tool for dealers to, you know, see how they stack up essentially against other like-sized retailers across the country. And it's a tool that, you know, as time continues and participation grows, it's something that's only going to kind of grow in value. So we, you know, wanted to take this chance with the first report dropping to sit down, dive into it with Derek, and, you know, chat about what else is going on. Because there's, like I said, always something in business development happening. And, you know, the guy like Derek, you know, has his finger on the pulse of so much that's going on in this space and, you know, where our members need to be focusing their efforts and attention. And, you know, just love to see what he's thinking and where his head's at. So that's what we did. Well, let's dive into it. This is Derek Matala, our VP of Business Development here at Nationwide Marketing Group on the Independent Thinking Podcast. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, and my absolute pleasure to be sitting down. The only thing I'm disappointed now that I think about it, we're not in a tiny home as we sit here. I think the last time we did this at a prime time, we were in a tiny home.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Isn't that
about
crazy?
That.
It's unbelievable. Mr. Derek Matala.
I don't even want to think about how long ago that was.
2019? I think that was in New Orleans, 2019.
I think you're right.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Different age demographic and a different weight class for me.
Me too, man. Hey, me and you both. No, Mr. Derek Matala, our VP of Business Development, appreciate you being here, yeah, being at the show, and sitting down with us.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah,
I love listening to you, and you do a great job. And
thank you.
Haven't been told today, I'm going to be the first to tell you, your grasp on what's going on around Nationwide is better than anybody else's.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're really great.
I'll slip you that 20 after the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. Well, hey, a lot going on at the show, right? And a lot of excitement all over the floor. People that swing to the back corner of the Nationwide booth, there's a pretty cool thing going on with Prime Metrics, you know, a lot going on in that world, but I know specifically I want to dive into something that you just recently launched, your team recently launched, and that's the cost of doing business survey.
Yep.
And the analysis around that. So before we get to that, though, that's the hook. See, you got to keep bringing the audience in.
Yeah.
You got to hook them, let them know it's coming, and then we're going to ask you first, for those that don't know kind of your role and what you've been doing here at Nationwide, give them the spiel.
Yeah,
tell them who Derek Matala is.
Yeah, it's good to. Well, first of all, thanks for having me again. This is a lot of fun, and appreciate the. We've had a great show, right? And this has been a really good venue, and we've had a good,
yes,
successful
sir.
Return back to Las Vegas. Haven't been here for a long time.
How about this? Since I've been part of the team, 4.5 years.
Yeah.
We haven't been in Vegas for a primetime.
It's
so
incredible.
This is my first primetime as a part of the
Nationwide. Always lose my appreciation for the Venetian and the Sands Convention Center and the way that they do a great job. And it's really going to be a really good, another good time in August for the next primetime. And you know, I think, you know, part of my role and what I've worked on and, you know, been less involved in the day-to-day with the member
right.
and product category management and
yep.
working on trying to bring together new strategic partnerships and really helping us get into new business verticals, leveraging the strengths that Nationwide has and has been building over the yep. years to go serve other independent dealers in other spaces. So
yep.
recently worked very, very closely with helping bring in and helping be a part of the FEI group and,
yep.
and having them join the Nationwide businesses and utilizing our resources to help
yeah.
their members grow. Also worked on a lot of the Osione partnership and bringing them in on a board and helping shape the face of kind
right.
of the tools and resources that we provide to the custom integration space.
Yep.
And working on some other projects that I hope...
always.
I always say I'm just one more yes away. Just one more yes.
I love that. It's a great way of thinking about it. And, you know, it's... you mentioned it, right? The stuff, you might not see it day to day or even, you know, on the show floor here, but those two names and partnerships you mentioned, major impacts here at Nationwide over the last year and a half. Year and a half? 2 years?
Yeah,
two years. Yeah, it's crazy how fast time flies. But awesome to see those groups, you know, come into the fold and start leveraging those business services and other areas of the group. And that CI team, you talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple years ago, it was just Hank. And now you
yeah.
look at kind of what Osione was the first domino.
That's right.
Right? And then to see how it's kind of grown and evolved. And, I mean, what a division.
Yeah,
that's been stood up there.
Yeah, they should be very proud. That team's done yeah. a great job, and you know the development of Ellipsis and the branding of Oasis, and
yeah.
then taking Osione and the team up in your neck of the woods,
yeah.
helping drive a really good experience for those members. And you know, if I'd done my job right, I work in the shadows a little bit, help create something, throw it out there, and hopefully somebody swings at it and doesn't let the joke that we had off air come and ruin the start of their podcast.
But they actually do knock it out of the park.
They do, they knock it out of the park.
they take that opportunity.
But it's a lot yeah. of fun to see a lot of the projects. You know, I've got a
yeah.
chance to, and I don't know what the right word is, but I invest a lot of time and energy to try to get certain projects like Primetrics.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the tiny home was a concept piece
right.
to help create some awareness and attention around the custom integration business
yeah.
and the potential here, and then having Kitchen and Bath Alliance be a
yep.
part of the Nationwide and Primetime shows and the offering, flooring, and as we start to work around the
yeah.
house and the different channels of business, if hopefully the next couple of years will be helpful in bringing us new sales and sales opportunities
yeah.
to all the members and then everybody and all the vendor partners that are part of Nationwide.
I mean, the work you're doing is kind of, you know, it aligns so perfectly with the message that I think's being delivered and has been over the last several years, we'll say, to
yeah.
Nationwide members about, you know, thinking about your business and how it can evolve and getting in what the proper way to evolve, right?
Yep.
And that includes, you know, looking at other areas, whether it's the fact that you're a furniture dealer and maybe I want to bring TVs in.
That's right.
We talk about the partnership with Samsung there. Or, you know, you're a mattress dealer and you want to start thinking, well, maybe I do need appliances in my
right.
store. Like, just that way of thinking. But this is wider scope, right? That's not just categories. This is, like, moving to different areas of the home and different, strengths within the business to be able to, you know, just expand your tool belt
yeah.
if you want to throw a cliche at it. But
it's interesting,
you know?
Because you think about, you know, our purpose is to help independent dealers thrive on their
right.
terms.
Yep.
And you think about that purpose, it's easy to say that, right?
Yeah.
But then when you start to go into the independent spaces and the verticals you're in,
yeah.
there's multiple ways that can be
right.
done. And what
differentiators.
They're yep. differentiators.
Yep.
They help drive demand, help
yeah.
profitability for the both the supplier and for the our members. But it's really difficult to bridge across different sales channels. And every
yeah.
one of our core businesses has got contract and
yeah.
builder and remodel and
yep.
multifamily and retail and wholesale mm-hmm. channels.
Right.
And we have a really difficult job of trying to figure out how to serve those independent dealers across all of those. The
right.
great thing is we've got a whole great number, a great toolbox
yeah.
of solutions that we can mold and put them into place and you know, it's a lot of fun, right?
Because for sure.
You're definitely helping the cause, and you know, sometimes it goes faster than others,
right.
But it really is.
One of those things where like, who says a square peg can't fit in a round hole?
We
make it happen.
That's right.
No, we find ways to do it.
A big hammer. Right. It's called a big hammer.
And not even a rubber mallet. Talking like metal heavy mallets. It's gonna go. That sucker's going down.
It will go in.
No, that's awesome. Well, to kind of, you know, bring it back to, we'll finally talk about that hook we threw out at the beginning, and that's the cost of doing business survey that launched at this show. A really neat product and tool that you guys have developed on your team to give retailers, you know, a way to benchmark themselves, right?
Yeah.
So I'll let you kind of give the high level, like the elevator pitch on what this tool is, and then we'll dive into it.
Yeah, I'll take two minutes on history, and I think it's really important because it actually does help explain the path of where we got today.
Yep.
And a little bit about why this tool is so important. But, you know, many years ago, 20 plus years ago, a lot of the members of Nationwide were also part of a group called NARTA.
Yep.
And what NARTA used to do was aggregate the balance sheet, the P&Ls,
yep,
and all of the performance of the companies,
mm-hmm,
into one kind of analysis so that they could benchmark and see against their peers how,
yep,
their operating expenses looked and what was their starting gross margins and what was the average volume by store and,
right,
the average volume by location and how much were employees making across the business and what was the employee and you know the SG&A looking,
right,
like, and all of these things that go into profitability and,
yeah,
getting to a very bottom profit number.
Yeah.
And at some point over history, it evolved, evolution, that kind of went away.
Yeah.
It went a different path, and it,
sure,
didn't become as important to, you know, to other groups and us included,
yeah, sure,
to provide that service. As we were launching Primetrics, and you go back to the early days of Primetrics, which,
right,
you know, I had a lot of involvement.
Yeah,
and I, you
absolutely
know, wrote the market report for an,
yep,
old program called Prepare for Share, and
then
evolved into into Primetrics. It became the market analysis, and the long funny story on that we can tell over a beer sometime.
Oh my goodness!
But you know, we were doing that, and I was,
yeah,
got a chance to speak and talk with a lot of members. I mean, for me coming in brand new, it was the best way I could have even imagined,
yeah,
to get
absolutely
introduced to the culture of our membership and to meet a lot of great people. Well, fast forward to now, we heard a lot of feedback about NARTA. We heard a lot of feedback from the market analysis about that's a really good position, but I need one more level down where it helps me benchmark,
right,
my business.
Yeah.
And Mark Spear,
yep,
who works on our team, had been working really hard with another partnership with some other groups and came across and knew of a company that could help us aggregate and pulling all this stuff together and put the resources together to deliver a,
yeah,
new cost of business survey. Now, we're going to call it the business benchmark tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be used to benchmark and show performance for the participating members,
yeah,
and we're going to get some really valuable insights, not only that
for
will,
sure,
help the members better manage and understand kind of how their peers are performing and spending and in key categories like advertising,
right,
and employee wages, but also what is an effective turn and how quickly are they managing inventory and what are the turns of their business, which is holding up cash and is a utilization of a very,
yeah,
valuable,
absolutely,
resource.
And if there's one thing as a listener to pull out of that or a viewer, is that there are so many facets of what you just talked about in terms of what goes into a business and being profitable and areas to look at and different metrics and KPI, everything,
yep,
that you can.
Yep.
Like, this is going to be a resource that is invaluable.
That's right.
To kind of what they're doing. And able to, not just one resource, but like the way that you can look at it and slice it and dice it, this thing gets down to so many granular levels of the business.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of seeing it in print form is one thing. I can only imagine the amount of Excel spreadsheet lines,
yeah,
that were filled with data and what that looks like. Because, I mean, that it could be overwhelming to look at, but at the same time, the way it's organized and structured,
yeah,
and I mean, I think this first product that we have here organized into categories. So you've,
right,
got appliance, you know, looking against other appliance dealers,
that's
by,
right,
size. So talk about that a little bit. How it's,
yeah,
how it's structured and what a retailer, when they open it, kind of how they should approach using this tool.
You nailed it. So, like, data Data is data, right?
Right.
Data doesn't tell a story. Right. People tell a story. Mm-hmm. And there'll be an argument about AI telling a story, but we'll talk about that later. Another podcast, another day.
Another beer, too.
Another beer. But people analyze.
Yeah.
And pull out the insights from that data. And our goal is to take all of that detail and information and make it manageable. Mm-hmm. Put it in bite-sized bits that's easy to understand and not have our members wading through a lot of dirty information.
Right.
So part of that is we've elected to try to do some benchmarking so that mm-hmm. we can look at the typical type of appliance, mattress, bedding store and what the margin profile would look like and compare that against a high profit store. So some interesting stats that come out of those things, and you look at the numbers that come out of the initial pass, is that the dealers are working really, really hard, and their profit at the end of the day before taxes or EBITDA, their earnings before interest and tax and depreciation and amortization, is that
I got you there. Yeah, I know what you're doing. I saw what you're doing.
that is really it's in a really low single digit area, right?
Yeah.
Which, if you look at all of the numbers, you're like, wow, that's a lot.
Right.
And then you start to work your way up from profitability back up the the P&L, and you start to see
we're
spending a lot extra on maybe trucks.
Right.
Or we're spending, there's a lot of excess expense on, or a very low margin, profit margin that's driving the margin down. Or the turns, the inventory turns are very, very low.
Yeah.
And it's costing in other areas of the business that they're having to compensate for to create low profitability. So
it's unbelievable. Yep. I mean, the amount of detail and attention. I think an important thing to point out about this, you mentioned the way we're gathering this, and it's the P&Ls and sheets that are being submitted to us, all anonymized. At the end of the day, this product is something that data's safe. Similar to the same story with Primetrics, similar to plugging your POS into what Primetrics does and getting the benefits of everything that platform has to it. This analysis is something where it's you upload into a dashboard, and then from there it gets aggregated, and we'll slice it and dice it and present it out. But at the end of the day, it's you looking. You can know you'll have your numbers. You know your numbers, and then you can compare to others in the industry.
That's right. And we will continue to do more splitting out as we get more participants.
Yeah.
And we're asking for people to help participate. And part of the survey is if they contribute data, they'll be able to get the report out as part of that package and for free. All you got to do is contribute the information. And there'll be more analysis, and there'll be more breakouts to talk about key categories and key insights that and ratios that are matter to driving performance within the business. And it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, I have to imagine you think about is on our side, and then, of course, the benefit to the retailer then is the analysis over time and how things change and maybe being able to tell why they're changing or impacts are happening and all those kind of key trends we can continue to follow year over year as this report gets published.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And this is where it gets really fun because as we start to build this out, and it's gonna happen, and I'll kind of wrap it up as it relates to how it fits within all of Primetrics. There's a lot of ways that people get information and the industry gets information about how that category, that segment is performing.
Yeah.
We're very, very lucky. We're collecting a very, very large piece of a really big part of the entire industry, and we're building out the knowledge and understanding of what's really happening within each of these independent businesses.
Yep.
We're, as a group, becoming the authority of what's happening within the independent selling space. And so it's really cool to see that happen because it takes a lot of people to believe that we're going to help provide meaningful insights. It takes a lot of people to believe that we're going to treat the data with respect and help them grow their business.
Right.
And by the way, it's going to help the industry also.
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, I mean, that's, the more data that you have feeding into these things and the more we're able to tell and a better picture we're able to paint, every other cliche related to that, the better it is for the industry because a lot to be learned. And speaking of learning, as you look at this first iteration of, this report, I know it's a benchmark, right? So it's kind of just that ground level, and then we learn from here. But anything interesting to share from it that came out that stood out to you about some of that data?
Yeah, I think I mentioned a little bit of that about the turns, right? And I think this is a really eye-opening experience, and especially in each of the appliance and furniture and bedding and mattress and CE categories that we serve. But I was very, very surprised. I had a theory beforehand that our turns were significantly lower as an industry than what nationals typically see. And, you know, the first pass is showing that to be correct, is that if you have something less than 3 turn into business, that is probably not it's not a success model for help managing and creating the most flexibility with a business's cash.
Right.
And we have some inventory buildup that we're going to have to take a look at and see how do we help create tools to help alleviate that and help improve the turn performance of our members. And, you know, that's just a first an interesting insight.
Certainly
As we dive into margins and costs and advertising and what percentage is being used there, those are all will be the next areas that we're going to dig in and try to find out how do we create a tool to improve those areas.
Yeah, I love it. And I think, yeah, we both know. Both number nerds.
Yes.
Not afraid to admit it, right?
Yep, not at all.
I'm very excited about the potential, too, to share these stories with the industry. And because I know the back of the book, if I recall, had a lot of key findings and things like that easily digestible, like those quick things to learn about kind of what the numbers are telling us. So very excited about the potential to continue to talk about this and get those numbers out there and some of those learnings as we move forward. Because it's a lot to be had.
To that point, there's like one of the key findings that came out of the survey was the amount of business that's being done online.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh
so
my gosh.
Yeah. The industry. If you track through certain third-party industry, is running 12.5-13% of the business being transacted through online sources, and the independent space is significantly lower. Like we're in the 2 range.
Wow.
And so that is a really eye-opening experience about being able to bridge the gap between e-commerce shoppers and buyers and in-store buyers within an independent store. And so we'll see that. I don't know how that's going to transpire, the fact that we now see this number in front of us with clarity and fact, it helps us get centered that's a key topic for us to address.
I think we might have been touching on this kind of throughout, but to ask it directly, like the future of this report and kind of what we're building and what your team's building, what gets you excited about that and kind of where do you hope it ultimately leads us or leads the channel?
Yeah, that's so first of all, one of the things that's really important, and I'll go back to Primetrics, right?
Yeah.
And the set of tools that were part of Primetrics, you had Primetrics Market.
Yep.
And we've had Primetrics POS benchmarking, which is invoice benchmarking for our membership. We had an assortment rationalization tool that helps make the right decisions on what products go in what place. This new business benchmark tool fits right between market and POS benchmark.
Yep.
And so it's the peeling back of the onion, right?
Yep.
Where you go from market to the business benchmarking to invoicing benchmarking to actual decisions on the floor. We're actually creating the full picture and delivering this full picture through this Primetrics suite, which is a really good thing to add back into the Primetrics toolbox. Ultimately, I'm hoping that we take this information, we're able to help create tools that help better manage both inventory and sell-through performance.
Yeah.
And it helps drive clarity. And as we're looking at it, we'll start to identify how do we improve turns?
Right.
How do we do it? Look at ourselves and look at the membership and create programs and training and resources to help improve turns. And what does that mean?
That's such an important point. I kind of upset at myself for not thinking of it initially, but a lot of what I've been asking and we've been talking about is the benefit to the member of this.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to learn a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
And to the point of, being able to see some of these trends that these numbers are telling us, and then, just to take your words right from you, be able to find ways as an organization to then support the retailers to improve those numbers.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's great to have the clarity now, right? Because a lot, there's these discussions that we've had without having the facts or not having them, all the facts aggregated into one tool. This is why this is such a big deal.
And
this
I'm even more excited.
This is why this is a benchmark. This is a benchmark, a kind of milestone moment for Primetrics and the development of the tools.
Something we'll do for this episode. members got to this point. That's awesome. I also want to make sure if you are listening, you look in the description. We will have a way to be able to share if they're interested in participating to get access to this report. Yep. We'll share that link in the description of the video episode, however you're watching this. But man, this was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate you, buddy.
You know, absolutely appreciate you coming over and spending a few minutes here and chatting with me and peeling back the layers of this tool.
Yeah.
So look forward to diving into it more in the future with you.
You keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'll try.
I really appreciate what you do, and it's
you bet.
This is good to allow us to help talk about these things. And let me know anytime. I'll talk about anything.
I'll take you up on that.
All right.
And those beers we talked about too.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Awesome. And thanks again to Derek. Like I said, just someone that's always been fun to sit down and chat with, whether in front of microphones or just, you know, in the evenings after a long day on the show floor to pick his brain and, you know, like I said, see where his head's at and where he thinks our members really need to be focusing. And appreciate him taking that time and doing it and diving into this cost of business survey. Because, like I said at the top, it's something that is only going to, you know, continue to increase in value for our members. And it's an exciting time to be able to sit down with him and dive into this first ever report. So appreciate him. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.